It's a 0-0 mindset for us.
We got to keep getting better in order for us to put ourselves in a position to win the series.
We know it gets rowdy in Milwaukee, but I think we're ready for it.
Antetokounmpo draws the foul, banks it home. He will not be stopped. Oh, he throws it down. Cameron Johnson. Giannis Antetokounmpo punishing the Suns. Back-to-back 40-point final games.
Game four, we got to break it. We got to play together. We got to believe in our winning habits. We got to stay aggressive.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
Yes. What they want.
We have an update on Aaron Rodgers' status with the Packers, but of course, we start the show with NBA Finals Game 3 between the Suns and the Bucks, and Giannis Antetokounmpo was not to be stopped last night. Another dominant performance in the NBA Finals, this time in a win to get the Bucks to 2-1 in the series. Jalen, what did you think about the Greek Freak?
Extremely dominant, historically, and Jacoby. So a lot of times, people try to look at the warts in Giannis's game. And like almost 95% of seven-footers, he's not an accurate three-point shooter.
No.
Like many seven-footers, he's not a great free throw shooter. No. He was making them last night, actually. He sped up his free throw routine. But other than that, he's like the perfect basketball specimen. I'm talking about his athleticism, his competitiveness, his leadership, but also his dominance. And so he does it in all facets. He does it defensively, guarding multiple positions. He does it offensively, driving left, driving right, playing on the left side of the floor, playing at the top of the floor, finding cutters, being an assist guy, getting DeAndre Ayton in foul trouble.
Yep.
Returning from a hyperextended knee in game one that I didn't believe he was gonna play and have back-to-back 40 plus in 10 games. It's been incredible to watch Giannis, his agility and his ability to be so very productive in these NBA Finals.
The Suns have absolutely no answer for Giannis Antetokounmpo in this series, which is clear after scoring 42 in Game 2 and 41 in Game 3 in the win. But Jalen, you touched on something that I want to talk about. We're going to talk about the offense and how they can't stop him, but what he does defensively for this team is so important to their success. He is not just a rim protector, he's a rim protector and he's a guy who can guard in the perimeter. He solidifies this defense and keeps the Suns from getting to their spots and getting what they want, and we saw that in the play of Devin Booker last night as well. But Jalen, Giannis wasn't the only one contributing for the Bucks. Drew Holiday, who his name has been slandered for the past 3 days. He played well last night. What do you think about Drew showing up?
It was great to see him aggressive. That's what I like to see. And the way he competes defensively, and he made a concerted effort to pick up CP3 full court.
Yep.
I like when he's aggressive offensively. Look at the step back three-pointer he made at the top of the floor. And then look at the one he made at the top on the left side early in the clock. He was playing in front of the chains, as they would say in football. And so him being aggressive, their backcourt, he and Middleton, were thoroughly outscored by CP3 and Devin Booker in games 1 and 2.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Much so, the Suns' backcourt took turns in games 1 and 2 scoring at least 30. Last night, neither one of them cracked 20. It was also done defensively. And I give them a lot of credit because it was a much needed, clearly obvious opportunity for them to try to win, because we all know if they would have went down 0-3, I didn't want to be that guy in Milwaukee in front of the Deer District with my Wallys. I ain't want to have to be that guy in front of 20,000, 25,000 people. Now I don't have to.
Well, that is certainly the case. In game one and game two, it just felt like the Suns got whatever they wanted whenever they wanted. They went 20 for 40 from three in game two. And you knew that that was going to change when they got to Milwaukee. But also, the Bucks stepped up. Bobby Portis Jr. stepped up. Someone who has not really been a shining star for this team during the season is showing up in the playoffs. And he had a big game last night. What do you think of Portis?
Well, the thing is, like, they don't look at him as a member of the Big Three, but he's played an important role all year. And they're also without one of their starters in Dante DiVincenzo. Mm-hmm. So Porter, 40% three-point shooter, can post up against smaller guys or people his size and score with his back to the basket. He has a soft touch, you just saw that, and finishing in the paint. But also he gives them a level of toughness and enthusiasm that the crowd feeds off of. That's the difference between being on the road versus home. He getting Bobby chance in front of their home fans who appreciate his effort.
Jalen, you and I, if it feels like 3 million years ago, but you and I were talking about this Phoenix Suns team in their series against the Nuggets, that getting DeAndre Ayton in foul trouble was going to be very important because they're so thin up front. It just never really happened. DeAndre Ayton did a great job of staying out of foul trouble, but last night he picked up four fouls. He had to sit on the bench, and we see what happens when he goes to the bench. The Bucks just absolutely feasted on offense. Jalen, how important is it for him to stay on the floor in game four?
Now follow me here, because this game, it might go over some of y'all head. So he was able to stay out of foul trouble against the Joker one single tower. Against the Bucks, they have 2 7-footers in Giannis clearly and Brooke Lopez. Against Denver, who was without Murray, Sarge was actually healthy then. Now without him, he's a capable three-point shooter. He gives you six fouls. So now they're down a body against a guy that's been a two-time MVP versus the Joker, who won it this year. And so you're right. It's imperative for him to stay on the floor, because the first, I guess, 15 minutes is when he scored his 18 points. Mm. When he went out of the game, that's when Milwaukee got on their run. And then they carried that momentum. Yeah, Phoenix made a slight run, but then drew his couple of three-point shots, put him back at bay. But Giannis' constant dominance and defensive effort was definitely the key for Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, Giannis Antetokounmpo is putting his stamp on this series. You saw it in game two, even in a loss, he had 42. In this game, he had 41. It just feels like if Giannis can impose his will and he can get contributions from Holiday and Portis and Middleton like he did last night, this is going to be a completely different series. After the Suns went up 2-0, it kind of felt like this was going to be a coronation of Chris Paul. This is going to be his championship. But right now, all of that seems in jeopardy, which is why we love the NBA Finals. We also love the NBA Finals because they give us moments like this. In a loss, Cam Johnson over P.J. Tucker. Jalen Rose, what did you think of this fantastic dunk from the young man?
Oh, I got you. This is what I thought. I was on my Eddie Kane, David Ruffin shout, "Nights like this, I wish raindrops would fall."
You're the worst singer.
That's exactly what I said as it was happening. I saw the lane open up, and it was in slow motion. I was staring right at that angle, and PJ was slowly moving. Nights like this. And then all of a sudden you see PJ Tucker sitting on the floor like, yay, yay, caught me.
Well, yeah, he did.
That's what happens when you actually play defense. See, I brag about not getting dunked on, but the B side of that is because you gotta sacrifice your body. Do you know how much it hurts for a 6'9", 240-pound dude just to run as fast as he can, to knee you in your chest and make you fall on your backside? I'm good. If I was doing that, I wouldn't be looking this good at my age. I had to preserve myself, dog.
Look, most defenders slide into the contact and try to get a charge. Jalen Rose would slide away from the contract and just let you dunk. That's how Jalen gets down. Jalen, Devin Booker played great in game one and game two, but he did not play great last night. He was 3 for 14 from the field. Do you think it was just him in his head, or was it something that the Bucks did to him defensively?
So this old school game, it's always good defense when they miss. Mm. So like, you can look at the tape and be like, oh, those are shots that he normally makes. But guess what would happen if no one was standing in front of him? He would make almost every shot. And so I want to give the defense a lot of credit, and he will respond. Having 10 points and Monty giving him a breather late in the game as they went on the run, he went small with CP3 and Payne to see if they were going to make a run. Hey, if they make a run, I'll get you back in there. If they don't, then we're going to get you ready for the next game. There was a level of a fatigue that he's been playing their starters heavy minutes, Aiden included, which probably attributed to some of his fouls. So I like how they used Booker late by letting him rest it out. I expect him to come back and respond. He's going to need to in the next game.
Unlike normal NBA finals, there's actually an extra day between games 3 and 4 that I think will play into this and be a factor when it comes to the health of Giannis and fatigue on Booker and Aiden and things like that. The schedule is a little bit more spread out than normal, but I'm so excited for game 4 because game 3 gave the Bucks hope. And if they can win game 4, we have a 2-2 series as it heads back to Phoenix. We might even see a game 7. The NBA finals are so exciting. We're going to get back to them soon. But first, Aaron Rodgers has again spoken about his future with the Packers. And Jalen, you will not believe where your former quarterback, Matt Stafford, was ranked in the top 10 of quarterbacks in the NFL. Coming to you live from the Seaport District of New York City and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, Aaron Rodgers had himself an offseason. He's been in Hawaii. He's been golfing. And while he was golfing, he was asked about his future with the Packers. And here is what he had to say.
I'm going to enjoy the hell out of this week. And then I'm going to get back to working out and figure things out in a couple weeks.
Jalen, he says he's going to figure things out in a couple weeks. I have him playing week 1 for the Packers. What do you think this means about his future in Green Bay?
I think I got a great social idea for Aaron Rodgers. When he gets back to playing with his teammates, he should recreate some of those vacation photos with his wide receiving group. That'd be dope, right? They just recreated some of those photos. But David Jacoby said it, I agree with my brother. I believe that he's gonna come back and play with the team week 1. And for those to say, what did it mean for him not to be with the team, for him to come back and actually play with the team? You're missing the whole point. He's been with the organization 15 years and doesn't have any guaranteed money going forward. So therefore, he's not doing extra credit. So he's not showing up at the OTAs that are wink, wink, not necessarily mandatory. He's not showing up if that's gonna cost him $500,000. That's fine. I ain't got no guaranteed money on my deal anyway. If y'all don't want me to play here, I'll just go somewhere else to get paid. Otherwise, I'll show up where I'm at, and I'll be where I be. So I agree with you, family. That's how I think this is going to get resolved.
Yeah, I think he doesn't want to deal with the offseason. He doesn't want to deal with training camp. He doesn't want to deal with the OTAs. He's enjoying himself. He's playing golf. He's going to Hawaii. And he will be there week 1 for the Packers, I suspect. And, of course, we'll keep you updated on this. If you were making a ranking of NFL quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers would be top 2, top 3. However, they put out a ranking of the NFL's top quarterbacks, and none other than your former quarterback, Matt Stafford, was at number 6, ahead of Lamar Jackson, Justin Elbel, and my guy, Kyler Murray. Jalen Rose, how in the world is Matt Stafford ranked this high in terms of quarterbacks in the NFL?
So, a couple of things, Jacoby. He has a dynamic arm. Like, when the football comes off of his hands, it's effortless. And he can make all of the throws. And I've seen him throw outside at Green Bay or at Chicago in the whistling wind. And I've seen him work with great players like Megatron, who's my guy in the Hall of Famer. But here's the best thing that's going to happen for this seasoned veteran. I told you, if he wanted to make it to the Hall of Fame, He had to get out of Detroit. And I wanted him to get freed a couple of seasons early, actually. Remember? I wanted us to take Tua. I wanted us to take a quarterback in that draft. We didn't do it because he deserves that. He's been a great Lion. But as I look at this list, let me say one more thing about the Rams. He only has Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, and Sean McVay. So because he's on a better team, yes, he's going to be a better player. But let me dissect this list and leave that up there for a second. You mean to tell me we taking Dak Prescott, Matthew Stafford, and Josh Allen over Lamar Jackson, and he only won MVP Jackson? The previous season? Is that what we doing here? Not going to be able to do it.
Lamar Jackson? Would anyone rather have Matt Stafford than Lamar Jackson? That is disrespectful. And also, my guy, Kyler Murray, too.
Jacoby,
you're going to put Kyler Murray at number 10?
Animal teams. And the U's won in college football. And you know in the NFL, it's the Ravens. Humphreys, you know I love them. And I was there when they won the Super Bowl with Ray Lewis one of those times. Don't underestimate Lamar Jackson. And also, Kyler Murray. Please tell them how good Kyler Murray is, please.
Go ahead. You have Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray. Do you know what those are? Those are dual threat quarterbacks. That means they can throw the ball and run the ball. Matt Stafford can barely get back to throw the ball. He's not a dual threat. He is a single threat. He's a threat to get hurt and ruin your season. That's what Matt Stafford is. The idea that you have Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray after him on this list is absolutely ludicrous and absurd. It makes me mad. I can't believe they tricked us into doing a list on this show. We try to stay away from the list, but this list is so bad that we had to address it. And also, it's tied to the Lions, who you have going, what, 11-6 this year? Okay, we'll see about that. Jalen Rose, we have an upset with Team USA. It was an exhibition, just an exhibition, and Holiday and Middleton aren't with the team yet. However, they lost to Nigeria this weekend. Jalen Rose, big deal or no big deal that Team USA lost to Nigeria?
Well, let me tell you what may be a big deal. As I was watching the NBA Finals, I was thinking, it's a great opportunity, clearly, for anybody. I would have loved the opportunity to play for Team USA to get that chance. If you Drew Holiday, if you Middleton, but also if you Devin Booker. And when I saw what happened at the end of the game, the first thing I thought, if I was them, I would probably punt on going. Because either you win or lose, it's going to be a short off season. We're going to get the regular NBA clock back in October, and we just played two compressed NBA seasons. One in a bubble with the play-in, and then one a 72-game schedule. And the other thing I took away from this, because we still getting a gold medal, I'm not even tripping on it, is that we're not invincible anymore.
No.
Around the world, basketball is an international game, unlike football. When you get a chance, ask your friends, hey, who's your favorite international football player in the NFL? And then do the same thing with the NBA. The NBA is a global game. But my final takeaway is, why there were multiple job openings this offseason, and Mike Brown didn't get an interview?
Mike Brown didn't talk to anybody about it.
You know what I'm saying? That's another thing I took away. Please continue.
He did a great job guiding this Nigerian team to a win against Team USA, which was significant. Jalen Rose, Shohei Ohtani, is going to compete in the home run derby tonight. And let me tell you something. I've never been a huge home run derby guy, but I will be watching tonight as Shohei Ohtani again puts on a show. He has 33 home runs, and we're just at the All-Star break. What do you think about this young phenom in the home run derby tonight?
I got you, Shohei. No different than Giannis. I ain't about to be trying to pawn you off to the Yankees or the Red Sox or to the Dodgers. You're the greatest prospect I've seen with my own two eyes personally since Barry Bonds. And he can't strike people out. I remember watching Barry Bonds play in a playoff game, I believe, and the bases was loaded and they walked that man.
They walked him.
They walked that man. And look at those pitching stats. Look at those hitting stats. It's up there with the most powerful hitters in the history of baseball. extremely impressive. I'll be watching.
Shohei Ohtani is a star on the rise. However, a star that is falling from the sky is Conor McGregor in the UFC, who had
a tough weekend.
We'll talk about his future in the fight
Conor
game right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
He was raindrops would fall.
The finals just got interesting. Game 4 is Wednesday night at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss that. And, of course, at 8:30, you have Countdown getting you ready for the big game. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, Conor McGregor had a horrific injury that ended his fight against Dustin Poirier. However, he was losing the fight before he got hurt. What do you think this all means for the future of Conor McGregor?
He's been a terrific performer. He's made a name for himself. He's made a lot of money. He's been an ambassador for the game, but I believe that loss right there, he'll still get a check fighting Nate Diaz. One more check. One more check.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. We love people listening to podcasts. I know everyone that hears my voice right now, they choose to listen to Jalen and Jacoby. They choose. They click on Jalen and Jacoby just to listen to us, and that's why I love you. Because some people will see us on TV, they're just watching ESPN. But when you listen to the pod, you are listening to Jalen and Jacoby, and we'll take you behind the curtain. Now, Mr. Rose, you looked great in your suit yesterday. You and Woj and Maria and Jay Will just putting on a show before the show. The whole world is watching. It's the NBA Finals. You're in Milwaukee. However, this morning, you joined a conference call from Detroit, Michigan. So you didn't even want to stay in a hotel. See, I'm lazy. After work, I'm asleep. How'd you even get from Milwaukee to Detroit?
You know what KRS-One once said, shoot to kill, come back, and you're a veteran. So while the NBA Finals started a day or two early because neither of the conference finals went seven games, Game 7 wasn't pushed past the 22nd. So there were a couple of days in between games. There were a couple of off days in between games. So for example, Sunday game and then Wednesday game. Mm-hmm. And I'm here in the Midwest. Got a lot of work stuff to do. No days off. Getting off late Eastern Standard Time. Well, Central Standard Time, by the way. So I'm leaving there. Game is over at 10:30. But it's an hour later East Coast time. I had a car service set up. Not going to put the brand out there. Hit me and canceled at the last minute.
Wait. So you had a car service set up to drive you from Milwaukee to Detroit and they canceled at the last minute?
Correct. So here's why. We have a call earlier in the morning. And plus today I need to do an interview on Renaissance Man with Tommy Smith, the legend from the 1968 Olympics, who famously put his foot in the air on the fist in the air on the medal stand. I'm interviewing him today. So that means from 7 a.m. through when our show airs at 2 and goes off at 2:30, I can't travel during that window. And plus it's an NBA Finals. I'm texting coaches, I'm talking to people, I'm doing what I do. And so I really can't be traveling necessarily this time of the year in particular at that time. It just, scheduling wise, it just does not work. So in my mind, get done with the game, go have a beverage with my sister Maria and a couple other people I'll call in cold, I'll say Nikki and Nina. And so I was gonna have the car pick me up from the telly, take me to the city, 5 hours, get me there, 3:30. I look down at my phone. Plan is in motion, except the car service called me to cancel. And I don't curse, I stopped in the early 2000s, but I hope that call was recorded. And I hope he put out there the footage of like seeing Bigfoot of Jalen Rose curse, because it exists. And I said two words, that's BS. And I said the second part with emphasis, because I was pissed. Because I'm in Milwaukee, and it's one thing to get an Uber for anybody like to live this Uber lifestyle like me. Jump in and out 5-10 minutes, jump in and out 30 minutes, going to the airport an hour, whatever, whatever. And I'm everywhere. It's different when I'm trying to get a Uber in LA or New York versus when I'm trying to get one in Milwaukee or at a resort hotel in Phoenix. And these times are odd. It's 11 at night. It's 5 in the morning. When I'm at my mother's crib, I can't really get no Uber at 5 in the morning. So I gotta make up alternate arrangements, right? And so this dude canceled really screwed me up.
Yeah, man, because that's not... It's one thing if it's an Uber, but if you have a car service, like, you know where I'm going, you know what time I need to get picked up, you hire somebody to drive me there. And also, I know you tip well. Whoever drove you, whoever's going to drive you is going to end up winning. They're going to end up winning. They messed up by canceling on you.
And so I'll just say this. The name of the company starts with car. And they just canceled on me at the last minute.
That's foul.
And so I'm scrambling, gambling, while I'm at restaurants with mandolins and violins. I'm thinking I'm doing what I do, and I'm about to jump on the road and just knock out in the car. Now I gotta hit Michelle. It's Sunday night.
Shout to Michelle.
You know, I normally not try to hit my assistant during the weekend because she don't sleep during the week. Y'all think I don't sleep? She gotta be available to my nonsense schedule that I'm trying to juggle all of the time. There isn't a person professionally that has emailed me, texted me, or called me that doesn't know Michelle. And so I'm like, man, should I call her, you know what I mean? Or should I try to figure it out? You know, this is like being in a swimming pool with my Uncle P used to throw me in. So I'm like, I'm trying to just figure this out. I ain't even going, you know, I already got on the dude. So I hit a couple of other services, came up short. Uh-oh. Look down at the phone, no SUV.
Look down at the phone,
no luxury. No cars available.
Jalen Anthony Rose, let me say something. Is you're such a sweetheart. You're so nice to everybody. Like, you're such a positive force in this world. You're a breath of fresh air. But you get mad sometimes. It doesn't happen that often, but sometimes you get mad. And I know you were mad thinking that you had it all set up, that you were just going to have your little beverage with Maria, get in the car, fall asleep for 5 hours, get home, fall asleep for 4 more hours. You had it all set up. You were set up to succeed.
When the plans crumble,
it's not your fault, you're mad. You're mad.
Yes. You and I, and anybody that can hear my voice, no, as a professional or as an adult, as a parent, however you want to team it, whatever things you juggle in your life, time management is essential. Essential. So right now, I can tell you basically what I'm planning on doing for the rest of the day. Like, when I'm planning on being on the phone or not, when I'm planning on being on social media or not, when I'm planning on eating or not. Now, when I have an off day, I have an off day. I'm just off wax. But this ain't an off day. It's a work day. It's the NBA Finals, the middle of the NBA Finals. So now I'm freaking out. I got to do J&J tomorrow, and I got to interview Tommy Smith, the OG for the New York Post, Renaissance man. So here's my professional scheduling juggle. If I'm not sitting still by 7 a.m., that means I'm not going to be able to travel until like 4 p.m., and that's if a flight is available. And if I get on a flight at 4 p.m. and I don't get to Detroit until 5:30 and I don't get home until 6:30, that ruined the whole day. That almost like defeated the purpose. And so I'm just sitting there, and they seeing me trying to get these Ubers. Like, we laughing, but serious. Like, man, it's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the heavens opened. SUV. Boom.
Lovable?
Lincoln Navigator. I didn't even look twice. Boom.
Oh, yeah. Love a Lincoln.
Right? But I had them come pick me up at the restaurant, but I put the destination was to the hotel. Because if I'm about to potentially be in the car with somebody for 5.5 hours, I got to interview them.
Oh, so you said you were going to the hotel 10 minutes away when you really intended to going all the way to Detroit.
Absolutely.
I love this.
So for real. Like, the one thing that I always give shout out to, like, Lyft drivers and Uber drivers, I hate to tell y'all a secret, but y'all kind of driving in a car with a stranger.
I know.
Right? And so I'm like, before I sit in the car with a 5.5 hour stranger, at least when you order it through a service or a company, you feel like there's some sort of screening process, da da da. That don't exist with Uber.
No, Uber, no one ever met this person. Car service, they get interviewed, they get hired, like it's like a, you know, they're part of the company. But
correct.
With Uber, it could be anybody. So what
correct.
Do you look for? What qualities, how did this interview go now? What qualities are you looking for during this interview in the 10-minute drive to the quote-unquote hotel?
And you know what? I got a new beverage. I was on my tequila and orange juice. Martina and actual orange.
I've never you know seen you order tequila and orange juice before, and I've seen you order everything under the sun.
Right. And so I go to the car, whatever. I go to the passenger window. He roll it down. And I'm like, you know, how you doing? Good evening, da-da-da. You know, I was surprised that I got a car. I've been trying to get a car for 30 minutes and whatever. He was just like, it's crazy. It's Milwaukee. You know, it's the NBA Finals. We ain't had the finals in years. And then I looked in his dashboard. He had like foam basketballs, like really small ones. One was the Bucks, one was the Packers, one was da da da. And I wanted to like see if he was coherent or tired. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, you know, like, so what you think about the Aaron Rodgers situation with Green Bay? And I can't front, and I'm an Aaron Rodgers fan, but he was like, oh, he just being a diva. I'm like, hold on. I'm like, how's he being a diva? You know what I'm saying? So I'm going back and forth with him a little on this topic. And I look down, and I'm going to send this to you, Project Pat. I sent Project Pat the receipt. I sent him the cancellation, but I got to send you the third thing that I didn't send you yet because I wanted you to hear it live like everybody else. The third thing, I looked down and I realized he had a dog on his lap. He straight up have a black and white dog on his lap. At first I thought I saw something moving, but you know, I was like, you know what I'm saying? I thought it was his hands. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he was in the car doing some things before. He thought he was gonna see me. Like, I don't know. You know, men do strange things. We all do.
That's not what I meant by doggy style.
Correct. And so I was like, is that a dog? He's like, yeah, you know, usually when, you know, people see my profile or whatever and they see the dog, you know, now driving people in Milwaukee, like they more happy to see the dog than me. And I'm thinking in my head, I ain't happy to see no dog if I'm trying to get on the road 5.5 hours.
Five and a half hours. Yeah, the dog's gonna have to go to the bathroom or something.
Correct.
Like, it's like a whole other person in the car.
Dog.
Yeah.
Like, the dog, like, uh-uh.
Yeah,
like,
feed the dog, and you're gonna have to drive home.
Dog might have gas. Dog might have to go to the bathroom. Like, this is just a third rail. It's just a third rail. And so, now I had to consult with myself. And the beauty of it, and that's why I teased this part of it, I already had the tequila and OJ in me. So, mm-hmm. You know, that made me, you know, more, you know what? You know, this isn't the worst thing ever. I didn't get a car at all. You know, he was out, he was, you know, moving around, whatever. I was like, can you take me to Detroit? I just weighed it, and they say it's like 5 hours and 20 minutes.
Damn.
And he was like, tonight?
He's like, now?
I was like, yeah.
He's like, you mean and in this car, I drive to Detroit right now?
Yeah. And then I was like, if you tired and you need to go lay down for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, I'll wait. Like, I'm sitting here with my friends, like, I'm good. If you need to go take the dog home, if you need to go have the dog use the bathroom, like, whatever you need to do. But, like, he's like, no, the dog ride with me everywhere I go. I'm like, oh, damn. I'm like, all right. So I'm like, we gonna do this. And if you notice, the ride started at like 12:30, but I don't get there till after 7. I was on our call before I got to the house.
You were on the call from the Uber with the dog?
Yes, the dog was in the car.
It was a 7-hour drive?
Yeah, because you gotta stop a couple times to get gas, gotta use the bathroom, the dog gotta get walked and tended to. So I had to be patient with him because I knew what I was getting into. But I knew I needed to get where I needed to get. So the overarching part of the story, arrived home safely. $1,300 drive.
Whoa!
I gave my $1,300. Oh, I don't have a Stephen A. I don't have a Stephen A. visuals on the private plane going from like the MMA fight to Milwaukee. Like my, these are my visuals, and I gave him $750. At first,
on
I was
top?
Like,
"You gave him $750 on top?"
Yeah. So I was like,
Damn.
You know. How much do you feel like, you know, whatever, whatever? Because I want you to feel like I appreciate you going over and above and, like, I had nothing and you became a savior. So he was like, you know, you give me a couple $100, I'll be good. You know, $300. In my head, I was giving double of whatever he asked for.
Yeah. $200 was what I would get. $200 seems right. And so you have that in cash on you? You had the in
and
cash
so,
on you.
Absolutely. No, I didn't have the cash on me. So that's another reason why I made it $750. Because he said $300. So in my mind, I was going to give him $600. But then I put that extra $150 just Uncle Sam tax on there.
All right. So a couple things about riding in Ubers with Jalen Rose. Jalen Rose will, a couple things. He'll case the whole car. It looks through everything. If there's a camera in the car, Jay ain't saying anything to you. Like if there's
not
a camera in the car, you know
it.
When they had the cameras that record the people in the back? Like we'll be talking about nothing. We'll be talking about the NBA. Jalen's like, oh no camera, dog. We can't talk to you. And also, if I'm in the car with Jalen, he will sleep, but he doesn't feel comfortable sleeping in front of strangers. Like you feel like someone's gonna like take you to the woods or something and like rob you or whatever. So like sometimes he'll be like, oh, since you're here, I'm gonna get some sleep. Like, all right. So like, now all of a sudden I'm like Jalen's bodyguard.
I recruit Jacoby to ride in the Uber with me just so I can sneak 30 minutes of sleep.
Yeah. No, like 4 minutes. Like we'll be going like just to Midtown. It's like a 15-minute ride. Jalen's just out. He's asleep for 9 of the 15 minutes. But I can imagine on a 5-hour ride, you must have gone to sleep. You had to. After the tequila sunrises, you had to. That's a tequila sunset.
And so, you know, I had to go clear plastic cup.
Mm-hmm.
Sit me in the tub. Backseat cup holder. Got in the car. Not even 30, 45 minutes in. I woke up like 4 hours later. Shoulder was hurting a little bit, back was hurting a little bit, hip was hurting a little bit. Then I had to stretch out the legs. We stopped, got back in, walked it out a little bit.
Yeah.
So he was driving a Lincoln Navigator. Reg DeLedge.
Yeah, Reg ain't paying attention. Reg is in our ear talking about what kind of car it is. He told us already, Reg. Told us already.
And so, again, I want to thank the gentleman for a safe trip.
You definitely don't know
he's
his
still
name.
On the road. So,
oh, yeah,
as y'all listening to this
right
show,
he's
still
driving
on
back
the road.
Right now. Oh, yeah, he's driving back.
He's on the road. Because, by the way, it takes two to tango. So, yeah, he brought me here and it took almost 7 hours, but he still got to drive back.
Oh yeah, and his lady does not believe him when he gets home. He's like, yo, I took Jalen Rose to Detroit. It's like, you're trying to tell me that you went to Detroit last night? And he's like, yeah, I went to Detroit last night. She's like, no, you didn't. You were with some other lady. I know you were. The dog. How big was the dog?
The dog was, it was like a poodle size, black and all white with black, laid right on his lap. Pretty polite dog. Jumps in the passenger seat a couple of times. Clearly, like, that's his ride or die, so the dog knew his way around. Wasn't fazed by me at all.
Did the driver know you were Jalen Rose?
Initially, no, because that's not my name on my Uber pickup. And don't say what it is.
It's so funny. And when I get in the Uber with you, they're like, they say the name. I'm like, Jay, why don't you tell me name is?
And so
you got the dumbest alias in the world. The dumbest alias.
And so he didn't know. And the reason why I didn't know, the reason why I knew he didn't know is because I asked him a Bucks question, then I answered him the Aaron Rodgers question. And I could tell by people's response if they know who I am. Mm. So he didn't know. He started asking me, like, why am I here questions? And I was like,
he had no idea, yeah.
And so that right there, that was a plus. Like, of all of the other stuff I didn't like, that was a plus. Because here's what I'm not going to do in a car ride. You're not going to talk to me the whole way, dog.
Yeah, about Fab Five.
I'm not here for your counsel.
The Pacers, yeah.
No. Drivers be getting people all of the time. You get in the back of their car, they feel like they're going to just talk to you the whole time, ear hustle and cherry pick your conversations. You be on the phone like, man, I don't know what restaurant I should go to. You get off the phone and be like, hey, man, I got a restaurant for you. Like, dog. Yeah.
I wasn't talking to you. I got it in my profile. It says, like, when you get an Uber Black, because I don't really rock with Uber Black too much because it's too expensive, but it says, like, conversation preference, quiet. Like, don't talk to me. Quiet. I do not want to hear from you. Jalen, I love to hear your travel stories. Glad you're in Detroit. That's the thing is, if Jalen's just around Detroit, if Jalen's just anywhere near Detroit, he's going to find his way there. That's how much this man loves Detroit, Michigan. He's just like, wait, I'm in Milwaukee. Like, I got 5.5 hours. Like, I got to get to Detroit. You know, because I'm lazy. I'm staying in Milwaukee I'm enjoying Milwaukee. I'm going to go to a brewery. I'm going to go to a Brewers game. I'm going to check out the sights. I'm going to maybe even get out in the suburbs and check that out. Go to a national park and go for a hike or something. Not Jalen Rose. If he's anywhere near Detroit, he's finding his way to Detroit. Congratulations. I'm glad you made it. Also, Jalen, a couple things. Number one, my family stayed in Long Island last week. And in the town I was in, they have skydiving. I'm skydiving for the show, dog. I'm doing it. You're coming. You're going to be on the ground. I'm jumping out of a plane. That is absolutely 1,000% happening as soon as possible.
So I really have to ask the important follow-up question.
Go ahead.
If you make it mandatory for me to be there, which I would love to be there.
You got to be there.
This is extremely important. Are the wife and kids going to be there also?
No.
Great.
No.
Done.
No.
Done.
They ain't going to be there. No.
Done. Okay, cool. No. I'm just checking.
Yeah. So they got skydiving.
We definitely going to set that up. Let's set that up in September. August, September, we'll set that up.
I'm ready. You've committed to so much stuff during your off season. You've committed to so much. You're going to follow Shohei Ohtani like he's the Grateful Dead. You're going to go to boxing matches, UFC fights. You're going to L.A. You're going to the Bay. You're going all over the place. And you're coming to Long Island for the skydiving. So, Jalen, another thing I was thinking of is this space tourism is happening, right? So, like, all the billionaires. If you got $1 billion, all of a sudden you want to go to space. So, like, Jeff Bezos is going to space. And Richard Branson went to space this weekend. And I thought it was the dumbest thing in the world. However, I learned something, Jalen Rose.
Uh-oh.
90-minute flight. So you fly up there, You get weightless, you take a picture for the gram, and you're right back. I could rock with that. I thought it was going to be like a 3-day experience where you were like had to go to space and like train for it. But if it's just 90 minutes up and down, I could do that. Would you ever go to space?
I have one word. They used to say urban, now we say cultural. It's the same thing.
Yeah. I was talking to my wife.
I'm good, dog. Yeah, I was good.
I was talking to my wife.
You
I was
like,
it'll be the first black person that takes this is going to be like 2035.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. You might as well do it in the same summer that you skydive. That's all you, dog. That is all
I didn't know it was just
90 you.
Minutes. I could do that. Float around.
No. I got a lot of other things I like to be doing. I'd rather watch Good Times, Sanford and Son, and Martin back to back for 90 minutes than do that.
Well, I'm a skydiver. I don't know if I'm going to space. I don't think I'm going to space.
But you know one of my favorite television characters? Archie Bunker. That show was well written. It was hilarious, dog. And I used to love when Sherman Hemsley, George Jefferson used to come on there and his son Lionel and his wife. Like, that show was well written. It had its racist ways, but so did the Dukes of Hazzard. I used to, just a good old boy. Never meaning
no.
Meaning all you never love. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. I knew that was a Confederate flag. As a matter of fact, I bought one of those four cars from the show.
Facts. Jalen, tell the story again because this is something I don't think people believe. I don't think people listening now understand what you did. I've seen the pictures. Tell the people listening to the pod what you did.
I bought one of the original four General Lees that were used on the television show. Got signatures in the trunk by Bo and Luke Duke.
This is the dumbest thing you've ever done.
Got the car, and I was like, it was one thing seeing this on TV, but I can't be walking to my garage seeing no Confederate flag.
No, it's called the General Lee, and it's got a Confederate flag on it, and Jalen Rose bought it. For what reason? Like, why? What was going through your head when you decided to spend actual hard currency on a General Lee car?
I'm from the Motor City, dog. We love muscle cars and old school cars. I'm telling you another car I'm gonna get. That's a classic. Adam 12. All red with the reverse Nike symbol that's white. Google it, youngsters. Throwback cars. I'm from the Motor City, dog. Going to the Woodward Dream Cruise. And going to the auto show is the shorty. I'm from the Motor City. Love cars. So that's why. But I guess what I ended up doing? Painting it, putting 05 on the side. And when we were starting JRLA, I was having trouble getting publicity for our fundraising efforts. And I was having trouble raising funds for our school. So one of the ideas I came with was donating that car and using the proceeds to benefit JRLA. So that's what I did.
Good for you. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is hearing Jalen Rose's tales of him and a dog and an Uber driver driving from 7 hours from Milwaukee to Detroit. Or Jalen Rose purchasing the original General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard. But sometimes we want to hear from you, our listeners. So call 985-80-JALEN and leave us voicemails. If you leave us a voicemail, we'll put you on the show just like this.
Hey, what's up, Jalen? What's up, Jacoby? It's Harold from H-Town. Shout out to Reds, you know, you had to do it. So, you know, I got a serious question, man. I know you both have lost people, of course. And I'm dealing with a situation where my girlfriend lost her mother. And I just want to know, you know, when should I prioritize the relationship? Is it something that I should kind of just let naturally heal over time? Is there a time limit on these kinds of things? Do you feel like your relationship with Molly or your relationship with, you know, family members has changed as a result of it? And, you know, how should a loved one react? Thank you. You guys keep giving the people what they want.
What up, though? Thank you for the call. Appreciate the love, the continued support, 10 years and running. And whether in Milwaukee or Phoenix, whether Detroit, Atlanta, in the Bay, don't matter where I am, Alabama, South Carolina, it don't matter where I am, people are screaming, give the people what they want. And the reason why is because of the authenticity of the show, the diversity of our team, and that plays out in the things that you see in here on our show. And since I lost my mother on February 2nd, he said mother, right? Or did he say brother?
Yep, his girlfriend's mother.
Okay. As I acknowledged, I lost my mother on February 2nd. And you start to realize that as an orphan, because that's what you are when you don't have parents, I never met my biological father. He died in the late 2000s. I've come across a lot of people, friends, strangers, coworkers that are dealing with the same thing. One of the things I did when the series ended, the Clippers and the Suns, I stayed in Cali to spend time with my godfather, John McClain. One of the founders of Interscope Records. And he lost his mom and his dad. And we spent a lot of time talking about it. Just last night, walking through the hotel in Milwaukee, I ran into Mark Jackson. And we shared our thoughts and feelings shortly about it. I knew his mother. He had a terrific mother. He said something to me profound. John said something to me profound. So I'm going to combine both of those conversations because those are both people I respect in different ways. Like, I've known Mark for an extremely long time. We were teammates. He's a pastor. And obviously, John is my godfather, so I trust him as well. And so in combining the conversation, I basically took away from it that you never get over it. It does change you. But one of the most important traits that happen out of it is you have zero tolerance for patience. You have zero tolerance for nonsense. Mm. So, like, it's almost like when you're on the 4th of July and you're lighting one of the M80s. When the wick is a little bit longer, you got more time to get out of the way. But when the wick is a little shorter, you got to use a different type of lighter gun. You can't be in there trying to use no regular lighter because you might burn, you might become Jason Pierre-Paul and burn your hands off, blow your hands off. So my wick is shorter for nonsense. I have a zero tolerance for disrespect. I have no patience for liars. And I was listening to some word on Sunday. I don't talk a lot about my faith publicly. And one of the things I took from it is that love is a residue of giving. And I thought about when I worked with Doug Collins, that he used to call me Love. He used to call me J Love. And the residue of giving isn't like your money. It's your appreciation. And when people say they love you and don't give you anything, you should be afraid of them. Mm. We're learned and taught the opposite. But there's a reason why when little kids are in school and they're really happy about their parents, they are color something, try to keep it in the lines and take it home to their mother. Or when it's one of your friend's birthday, you got a lot of friends, but you treat each of them different when their birthday comes. You don't treat them all the same. And it ain't necessarily about the gift. It could be about the text, happy birthday. It could be about the birthday card. You know when you're extending your gift as love versus lust. And so lust is there to take away from you. And the term I always use, and I stick it in my mind, is people come into your life for four reasons: to add, subtract, multiply, or divide. Choose wisely. So when you are an orphan and you lose the love of the two people that brought you on the face of the earth, it can be a little lonely too. Because now you're kind of reaching out for different love that you used to have already. See, I didn't have to look for my mother's love. Soon I was born, it was right there in my face. I didn't have to look for it. I didn't have to chase it. I didn't have to question it. I didn't have to think about it. It was undeniable. Mm-hmm. And so now you find yourself trying to find that love from other people. And sometimes people disappoint you. And so what I'll say to you, and I believe he said his girlfriend or his fiance.
Girlfriend's mom. Yep.
If that's her mom and she lost her mom, respectfully, only thing you can do is treat her like a vehicle and continue to put positive fuel in there.
Yep.
Not regular gas. She deserves diesel.
I lost my wife's mother, and that was extremely difficult for our family. We had newborn twins at the time. And my advice to this young man in Houston is everyone grieves in their own way, but you can just be there to support. And little things can be big things, you know, whether just someone, some ears to listen to, or some food, or a massage, or caring. Just be there. Put your energy and your time. You know, Jalen, you always say that people want your time, your energy, and your money. Just put your energy and your time into supporting her. Everyone grieves in their own way, and what is right for her is right for her. But please just make sure that you're there, just that you're present, that you're listening, and that you're caring. That's what I would say, because it is an extremely difficult period in any person's life when they lose a parent. And that is how we're going to end the show today. Mr. Rose, we will be back tomorrow. Preview big game 4 in the NBA Finals. Why is that, Mr. Rose?
It's great to see some new teams in the NBA Finals. I loved in Milwaukee. They were shooting off fireworks after the game. I love in Phoenix when they won the West. They was driving through downtown with the silver ball, celebrating the Western Conference Championship. None of the players on either team have won a championship ring. That's going to change after this year's NBA Finals. We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got the gift of people.